Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning and welcome to Winning Every Day, the devotional podcast designed to help you start your day with faith, clarity, and confidence in God. I'm truly glad you're here today. Wherever you are listening from, at home, on your way to work, or beginning your morning routine, I pray that today's message will bring you direction, encouragement, and peace. Today's topic is God's guidance in major decisions, and our Bible text is from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight." In his book, Just As I Am, evangelist Billy Graham shared a moment from his early ministry when he faced a major decision. Early in his career, Graham was invited to hold evangelistic meetings in Los Angeles in 1949. At that time, he was relatively unknown, and the opportunity seemed risky. Some advisors felt the event might fail and damage his young ministry. Unsure about what to do, Billy Graham spent hours praying, seeking God's direction. He felt a strong inner conviction that God was leading him to accept the invitation. That decision led to the historic Los Angeles Crusade, which lasted 8 weeks instead of the planned 3. The meetings launched Billy Graham into one of the most influential ministries of the 20th century. Looking back, Graham often said that the decision was not based on strategy or popularity. It was based on prayer and trusting God's direction. And that brings us to a powerful question today. When you face a major decision, where do you turn first? Major decisions can feel overwhelming. Choosing a career, starting a business, getting married, relocating, changing direction in life. These moments can shape our future, and naturally, we want to make the right choices. But here's the comforting truth. God cares deeply about the decisions that shape your life, and he promises guidance to those who seek him. The Bible makes something very clear. God is not distant from your decisions. He is actively interested in guiding your life. Psalm 32 verse 8 says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you." Did you hear that? God says, "I will instruct you," not "I might," not "you are on your own," but "I will." So the question is not whether God wants to guide us. The real question is, are we willing to listen? Let's look at 3 ways God guides our major decisions. 1. Through his word. God will never guide you in a direction that contradicts scripture. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." When facing decisions, ask yourself, does this align with God's word? Does this honor God? If the decision goes against scripture, the guidance is already clear. But when the path is not obvious, God gives more direction. 2. Through inner peace. Sometimes after prayer, God places a deep sense of peace in your heart. Colossians 3 verse 15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." That word "rule" actually means to act as an umpire. In other words, God's peace can confirm whether a decision is right. Let me ask you, have you ever felt restless about a decision even though it looked good on the outside? That inner unrest may be God protecting you. And here is an encouragement for someone listening today. If God closes a door, it is because he sees what you cannot see. 3. Through wise counsel. God often guides us through trusted, godly people. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 14 says, "Where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in an abundance of counselors there is safety." Notice the word safety. Sometimes the decision you are praying about will become clearer when you seek wisdom from people who walk closely with God. Ask yourself, who in my life can give godly advice? Have I prayed before asking for opinions? Here is something important for someone listening today. Delay does not mean denial. You may be waiting for clarity about a major decision. But remember, Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21 says, "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you, saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" God knows exactly where He is leading you. So today I declare, you will not make the wrong decision in Jesus' name. God will order your steps. Confusion will be replaced with clarity in your life in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Let me ask you something personal this morning. Is there a decision you have been worrying about? Have you taken that decision to God in prayer? Are you trusting God's wisdom more than your own understanding? Here is an encouragement. You don't have to figure everything out alone. God is not expecting perfection from you. He is asking for trust. Actions for the day. Today, take 10 quiet minutes to do this. 1. Write down one major decision you are facing. 2. Pray about it sincerely. 3. Ask God specifically for guidance. Then release the pressure and trust Him. Because when God leads you, He also sustains you. And now, let's take our declaration of faith for today. Now, wherever you are, if you can, say this with me aloud. Today, I trust the Lord with all my heart. I refuse to rely only on my own understanding. God is directing my steps. My decisions are guided by His wisdom. I will not walk in confusion. God's peace leads me, and His favor surrounds me. Today, I walk in divine direction and with peace in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being a God who leads and guides us. Today, we commit every decision our listeners are facing into your hands. Replace confusion with clarity, fear with faith, and anxiety with peace. Order their steps according to your perfect will. Let your voice be clear in their hearts and minds. May they experience your guidance in every area of their lives today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we'll pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to Winning Every Day. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone who may need God's guidance today. You never know whose life could change because you shared a word of encouragement. Until next time, remember, with God leading you, every day is another opportunity for winning. Have a blessed and purposeful day.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.